Thank you. som zostawił.
Oh, yes, hallelujah, glory to God.
496. Will you rank your
Thank you. Number 504,
the book.
I want to be a worker.
I want to be a worker for the Lord.
Thank you. 198.
That place, and
perhaps at a specific time. Those who trusted God, those who believed in God enough to believe that that they would receive that blessing would be at that place at the point in time. And they would receive the blessing. But those who were not in that place would not receive his blessing. Just a few quick examples of that. When when God was bringing his people out of Egypt, there was the last plague, and they were instructed to put the blood of the Passover lamb on the doorposts of their houses. And they were told to stay in their houses. Well, those who trusted in him and believed in him stayed right there. They were in that place when the destroyer passed over the houses. Those who did not do that, those who did not have that, were not in that place, did not receive the blessing. Later on, when they entered into the land, they were destroying the city, the tribe was taking out the inhabitants of the land. There was a promise made to Rahab, and that she could escape the destruction of Jericho if she would stay in her house, and she could get any of her relatives that would go with her could be in that house, and they could be receive that promise, they would receive the blessing as well. She was spared, and for whatever any those who, for whatever reason, relatives or whomever who were not in that place did not receive that blessing. And finally, as they were in the land themselves, there were places called cities of refuge. And if someone had, in whatever case, had slain an individual, they could go to this city, and if they were found to be, if it was found to be an accident, then they could stay in that city and be safe. If they were not in that place, then they were susceptible to being killed themselves. So in these situations, there is a physical promise. There's a physical blessing, I should say. A physical blessing that could be received if these individuals, these people, were in the proper place. The same is true for God's spiritual blessing for us today. We have to be in a specific place. Not a physical place, but in, better said, in a spiritual place, in a spiritual relationship. In order to receive blessings, we must be in Christ. We must abide in Christ. In John chapter 15, in the first few verses there, he tells us to bear good fruit for the Lord and to avoid being cast off. We must abide in Christ. We must be in Him. Surely this makes it essential for all who want eternal life, for all who want eternal life, to be in Christ, to be in Him. It's very essential. To receive the blessings that God has promised to those who seek salvation, we must come to Christ, come into Christ and remain in Him. Those who refuse to come into Him will not receive that blessing. And those who try to come to Him in some other way than God's way will not receive the blessing that God offers. Verses 9 and 10, additional, he said, if we keep Jesus' commands, then we abide in His love. But if we don't obey Him, if we don't obey His commands, then we are cut off as a branch and burned. God still offers His love even toward those who sin. That's all of us. Perhaps there's someone here tonight who has thought about this, who wants to be in Christ, wants to abide in Christ. We have that opportunity now to take His offer by Jesus Himself, to come to Him and to accept Him, to be obedient to Him, to receive the grace that His promise. If we abide in Him, we can receive the blessing. Perhaps there's some who are in danger of being cut off because of choosing our own way rather than God's way. any case, we'll come forward, we'll pray with you, we'll talk with you, we'll do whatever's necessary to help you and to help each other.